Up until roughly 10,000 years ago, our ancestors roamed the earth as hunter-gatherers without a permanent home. They collected berries, seeds, roots, and mushrooms, hunted rabbits or buffalo. Gathering was more essential than hunting because fruit, seeds, and insects covered most of their daily calorie needs and provided important vitamins and minerals. It is believed that meeting this daily caloric requirement took 3 to 6 hours of work. Once humans harnessed the power of fire, they were able to consume many parts of plants that had previously been inedible, broadening their diets considerably. Though scientists haven't been able to determine exactly when mankind learned to light fires, it's likely that even prehistoric humans, such as Homo erectus, were able to utilize natural fires caused by lightning as early as 1 million years ago. In any case, heating plants dissolved fibrous components and destroyed many toxins. It seems plausible, therefore, that many foods were made more digestible by being heated, and that this was beneficial to a person's health, which is still true today. For a long time, it was undisputedly assumed that the consumption of meat was of vital importance for the brain to increase in size, and therefore a crucial step in mankind's development. This was suggested by archaeological discoveries in Africa, which showed that the brain increased in weight just as early man left the African jungle behind and relocated to steppe-like regions. Where our ancestors had mainly been following a plant-based diet before, they now had to change their diet according to their new environment. In this new environment, they consumed desert hares and other animals, because these dry regions lacked fruit-bearing trees and bushes. This, at least, was the assumption for a long time. Since then, researchers have come to the realization that this reasoning was faulty, although nowadays we classify the regions to which early man migrated as steppe or even desert. At the time, these regions were in fact covered by forest. As a result, the theory linking meat consumption and growth in brain size is no longer very convincing. It seems reasonable to say now that even if prehistoric man was an omnivore, meat was a rarity on his menu. The diet of our ancestors was ideal from an evolutionary point of view. It was mainly plant-based, and above all, it was highly diverse. Excavations have shown that the hunter-gatherers of the Stone Age rarely suffered from malnutrition. They were larger in size and of better health than their descendants who had settled down. Moreover, Homo sapiens of the time were very flexible. If there was a drought in one area, they simply moved on. If one food item became inedible due to a pest infestation, they just ate something else. For this reason, the Stone Age hunter-gatherers were the original affluent society, as they say, because they lived exceptionally well. In addition to their balanced diets, they lived in communities without any major stress factors. At the very least, they never had to work to the point of burnout. They were in the fresh air all day and got plenty of exercise. Of course, this doesn't mean that life wasn't hard, especially in regard to the lack of medical care. Nevertheless, I'd like to draw special attention to the dietary habits of the hunter-gatherers. Largely plant-based and diverse. This is similar to the traditional diets in the so-called blue zones, regions of the world where people live to an unusually old age while still remaining healthy. It's also important to note the natural rhythm of food intake followed in the Stone Age. Nature dictated what and when people ate. If you found a bush laden with berries, you ate as many berries as you could. If you killed an animal, you ate it straight away. Once an area had nothing more to give, you moved on. Sometimes you had to manage without food for days. Once the sun set, you went to bed. After sunrise, there was no breakfast waiting for you. You had to go out and procure it. The nearest source of food could be far away and hard to reach.